are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, remember there was that gentleman that donated sperm to a lesbian couple, and then the lesbian couple broke up, and then they were he was getting sued for child support. Apparently, a judge has ruled that the sperm donor must pay child support. We're going to talk about this case. We're also going to talk about the world's oldest cancer. This is a story I wanted to talk about in the first hour that I didn't get a chance to. Another study about, you cover your mouth when you cough. Does that really even help how to prevent spreading germs? And then a study has come out saying vitamin D supplements really may not be doing anything and may not be necessary at all. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember William Marotta? William Marotta was a man who I believe had donated, not in a sperm clinic, but had done a private donation to a lesbian couple. This was about 5 years ago. Now, from what I understand, the couple conceived the child by doing artificial insemination, okay? So I don't know if it was, one of those turkey baster things. I don't know. I don't know how people artificially inseminate themselves, but apparently he probably gave the sperm sample, and then one of the women took the sample and then inserted it into her, hence artificial insemination. I guess they found him on Craigslist. Okay, Marotta had noticed an advertisement from the couple who I guess is from Topeka seeking donated sperm. He was intrigued and he gave 3 cupfuls. He says for free. Didn't even, I don't think, get payment for it. One of the women gave birth to a daughter in December 2009. So, alright, when they separated and one of the women stopped working because of illness, applied to the state for help. The state then decided to go to Marotta, the sperm donor, for child support. Now, I don't know if there were any agreements, but Marotta says there were, where there were signed agreements before making his donations that he would assume no financial responsibility for the child. I guess the child now, because it took 9 months to conceive, is about 4 years old at the time. And I guess the Kansas Department for Children and Families said any agreement really wouldn't apply because there really wasn't a physician there. So, you see, if you donate sperm either by the act of sex, by fooling around, or giving a cup, the law doesn't discern that. But if there's a physician doing the artificial insemination, then you could have that demarcation, that delineation, that separation. You see? Now, he claims he didn't know that there was no doctor involved. Well, then where did you drop off the sperm? So, I mean, and this is kind of unfortunate for him, because here he is, if he really did this without getting paid, right? If he did this to help give, help impregnate a couple who really, really wanted to have a baby, he's kind of getting screwed for now, because now he's got to pay child support. Now, should he now then, I guess, try for custody? I mean, this could be, and the poor kid. I'm actually surprised that the couple would even let this happen. Okay? The state is asking for $4,000 to recoup the money it spent and is asking Marotta to now pay child support. This could run into tens of thousands of dollars. Now, what does this mean for you all? Well, for you all, this means if you're going to be donating sperm, do it through the right paths. Do it through a sperm bank, etc. Or if you want to father somebody's child, then you go through a doctor and they go through the fertility clinic. And I understand it's expensive. I get that. But look how expensive this is going to be for him. He says he met the child once a few months ago when apparently they kind of crossed paths at an aerial at a carnival. Okay? He is, though, the father under Kansas law. So it's just one of those things where, I think artificial insemination costs, according to CNN, $3,000, even though several tries are needed. I think it's even more expensive because a lot of times to do this, they like to make sure that the fallopian tubes are patented. They like to make sure that, you know, the sperm is good. So with all the testing, it could be tens and tens of thousands of dollars. But they say an actual artificial insemination attempt can be about $3,000 a pop. Physicians will also test the sperm for certain genetic disorders, STDs, etc. And so, you know, a lot of people, I think this probably happens more often than we think. And, you know, I just get really mad when I see somebody do something altruistically, if that's really the case. And then it comes back to bite them in the butt. Okay? I think the couple who wanted the baby should support the baby. But what happens is when you go to state aid, they decide to go for whatever asset, you know, they need to, you know, hunt for where the assets are. You know, we talked about in the first hour how one of my patients asked about Medicaid and can they go after your assets if you sell a house, sell a car, etc. And from what I understand, if you die, they could be entitled to the assets. While you're alive, though, your assets would just probably put you at a different income level. So, like, if you sold the house and you made $30,000 on the sale, you may not qualify for Medicaid that year. So, the state goes where the money goes. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't want to know. I don't think it was a turkey baster. I just don't want to know. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about how, you know, many of these kids get cavities because of their braces. Well, now they're recommending a high fluoride toothpaste. I know, exciting story, huh? Listen, these are the headlines. I want to talk about this young couple that possibly was doing hanky-panky in a parked car in a garage that was still running to stay warm and unfortunately died. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dial. Sorry about that. I know that. Sorry, so many men. Big thanks to Brad working the dials. I got to tell you, man, all the men working on my show, it does. It takes a team. But doesn't it say what it takes a village to raise... what's that saying? Right? Yeah, that's what it does to make this show happen. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and I know I can't even, you know what? This is what happens when it's the end of the week. It's the end of the week. Come on. I'm not going to remember my, analogies or my sayings. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I wanted to talk about this earlier in the week, how many of the smallest cars sold in America did really, really poorly on a challenging crash test that was conducted by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. This is being reported by CNN. They say 11 subcompact and mini cars subjected to the Institute's small overlap crash test. Only one actually did well. The one that did well was the Chevrolet Spark. All right? But those that did poor were the Nissan Versa, the Toyota Prius C, the Hyundai Accent, the Mitsubishi Mirage, the Chrysler Group's Fiat 500 and the Honda Fit, Mazda 2, Kia Rio, Toyota Yaris, and Ford Fiesta were deemed marginal, the second worst of four possible ratings. Okay, so I guess the, I'm trying to think which, they say, I'm trying to think if, they, no, they just said Spark earned a rating of acceptable. None of the cars earned a top rating of good. In the small overlap test, a vehicle hits a barrier apparently at like 40 miles per hour with just one quarter of its front bumper. So it's basically the driver's side, but the corner of it. The impact occurs then on the left side, just in front of the driver's seat. This concentrates crash forces in a small area that's outside of the strong crash safety structures that are built into most new vehicles. Remember, they got to test the weak point. They say many cars that have otherwise earned real good crash test scores have done poorly in this particular test. You know, it's interesting. I remember back in, was it the late 90s? I don't know if this it was this particular website or not, but I remember when we had to buy a car, there was a website where you could look and you could tell how it rated crash-wise. And it would show, you know, based on passenger, rear passenger, front passenger, side, etc. And it would, I mean, it would rate it on a whole variety of levels, which I think was extremely important. So we would be thinking about a certain car and then go, oh, crap, I didn't realize it did that poorly. Yeah, and it's just all about, you know, preparing and you know, making sure you're in a vehicle that's going to be safe for your kids. I mean, you know, yeah, you're driving it, but you're picking up your kids from school and have their friends in it. It's all about the safety. So from what we understand right now, Honda and Mazda both pointed out that their small cars were designed before this particular crash test came into existence. Well, I don't care. I mean, you know, when crashes happen, they happen kind of chaotically and randomly. So I would just say, fix it. Honda unveiled a new redesigned Fit at the Detroit Auto Show recently. Honda expects that car will go on sale in the spring and earn a good score on this test. Great. Nissan, Hyundai, and Toyota are also reviewing the results. They're going to look to improve future models. All the automakers except Mitsubishi pointed out that their cars have done well in other crash tests. The Insurance Institute has not yet subjected the Mitsubishi Mirage to its other crash test, so we don't know yet. Ford called its Fiesta a safe vehicle. They say with crashworthiness and crash avoidance features designed to manage a variety of situations. So, but remember, the worst performing cars were the Fit and the Fiat 500. We have a Jeep now. I'm really, really excited. Yeah, the Jeep is an issue that, the Jeep has always been an issue where, it could flip. And from what we understand, the Jeeps have done really, really well in terms of remodeling it such that it doesn't flip as much. And, you know, I don't peel around the corners. Where I'm nervous is I have a 13-year-old who's turning 14. So he's going to be, God willing, driving in this car because, you know, when we have a car, we try to hold it for years. And so I am a little nervous about him peeling around the corner. So I may have to get him one of those Volvos or those little mini tanks to put his butt into. It's scary. I don't know how you parents do it out there. How do you mentally prepare yourself for your kid behind a car? I was scared to death. When I drove, I was living in Phoenix, Arizona at the time, and, you took driver's ed, and in driver's ed, they showed you these videos of people from the 70s being mangled and beheaded, decapitated from cars. So they showed you all of those. Say, no, this was a drunk driver, okay? They also showed you, I remember a video where they threw a cantaloupe outside the car that was driving 30 miles an hour. And I guess the reason why they did that is, you know, in the movies, you could jump out of a moving car. Remember Charlie's Angels would do that, but jump out of a moving car and then get up and run? Well, they tried to show us that you don't do that because if your head hit the cement going 35 miles an hour, your head could look like a cantaloupe. Now, mind you, the cantaloupe doesn't have a skull, etc., but jumping out of a car at 35 miles an hour is not as easy as it looks. So I remember they showed us that. And, I mean, these images were really graphic, and I think we had to get parental consent. Then, when we did the driver's test, we had to take it along Dead Man's Curve. Now, Dead Man's Curve was along, I believe, a mountain. I think it was on Tatum Boulevard. I don't really remember exactly. But there was this curve that was notorious for a lot of accidents. And there was a kid in our class that got killed on that curve. So we called it Dead Man's Curve. So I had to, at night, in our driver's test, when we did our driver's test, we had to do it at night, and I had to go down Dead Man's Curve. And I remember the song, you know, George Harrison's, gosh, what song was playing on the radio? I got my mind set on you. That song was playing. He was listening to the radio when we were doing that. I'm like, you gotta shut off the radio. I love the Beatles, and I love George Harrison, but please. Please, you know, I'm driving around Dead Man's Curve, so I remember all that happening. Other than that, I really don't remember much about high school. Okay. So, why was I going into that detail with the car? Oh, yeah. All right. And so I know my parents freaked out, but they had to try to act cool with it, even though they still never let me drive. You know, I had to buy my own car, obviously, and they really wouldn't let me drive when I was in high school. They were really, really protective. And I thought they were the worst parents in the world. I thought they were being overly protective. I'm going to let my kids drive because I want them to learn. But I got to tell you, if they do 1/100th the stuff that I did when I finally did drive and have my own car, there's no way. They're taking a bus pass. I'm not buying them a car, though. They have to buy their own car. I don't have the money to buy them a car. I could barely buy my Jeep that I need to get to work and share with my husband. So that's kind of where we're at. All right, too much information? Tough. But anyway, however you parents do it or handle it with the kids, just please clue me in. Speaking of kids, this high fluoride toothpaste may be the way to go, but I'm still, you know, I still want to kind of determine how much fluoride is being ingested by these kids before I just make an all-out recommendation. Now, a lot of adolescents are wearing braces, and unfortunately with the braces, they trap food, and they could be a breeding ground for cavities. When you go and get braces, it's really, really expensive, but one of the little freebie things you get is the brush that goes in between the braces. You have the you know, different ways to kind of clean it, and they really urge you to brush your teeth and to stay away from, you know, gummy bears and popcorn and little things that could get stuck in between the feet, the teeth in the feet. Okay, the teeth. Well, now they're saying high fluoride toothpaste while they are on braces could actually help and can actually help them avoid the white marks that the devices leave behind. See, because you know how the braces are kind of protecting the teeth in a way where it's where they're sitting, so then when you take them off, you get these white marks on your teeth. They say the special paste is about 4 times the usual fluoride content, and they say it prevents a lot of the chalky-looking spots and tooth decay. They say 85% of patients who wear braces may develop these so-called white spot lesions. But this is what's interesting. It's not just a bleaching issue. These white spot lesions can actually be local tooth decay. Now, this has been reported by Fox News. Now, I've used high fluoride toothpaste because my tooth would feel like it's numb. You know how you drink something cold and then you get that weird vibration feel and that hypersensitivity? So my dentist, I had seen Dr. Brad Strong, and he had told me to take a high heavy-duty fluoride toothpaste that he sold, and it worked. I mean, it worked like overnight. And so sometimes the extra fluoride decreases the sensitivity of the teeth. My only issue is a lot of kids will not rinse out their mouth well. They'll then suck it in or swallow it. And, I mean, I've never seen a fluoridosis, which is high fluoride from toothpaste, but or toothpaste ingestion. But it's just one of those things where, I'm just not ready to make a recommendation like that. Of course, the water pick is one of the best things you could use. Everybody recommends a water pick whether you have braces or not. It really gets up behind the gums. I just bought a real kick-ass toothbrush. It's, I think, one of those Oral-Bs that say the brush is like floss. It's really cool. Make my gums tingly. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. easy to prepare by just adding water, easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LERPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So now we're being told that there's little evidence that vitamin D supplements even help at all. Vitamin D supplements right now are taken by nearly half of American adults. And why? Because we've been running vitamin D levels religiously over the past few years, finding that everybody is running low, right? Below the 30-point mark, where if you're in the 20s, we add. If you're in the teens, we add. But if you're 30 and above, we've been going, well, maybe you take about 800 units or 1,000 units of vitamin D a day. And we just started to put everybody on vitamin D because we thought it would help the bones. help prevent cancer, etc. Well, apparently in this study, authors analyzed the findings of 40 studies and determined that taking vitamin D supplements does not reduce the risk of heart attack, stroke, cancer, or bone fractures in the general population by more than 15%, suggesting that vitamin D supplements likely provide few health benefits, if any. This is according to Dr. Mark Boland of the University of Auckland in New Zealand and colleagues. It's being published in the Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology. He said, unless used in people with vitamin D deficiency, there could be concern that taking these vitamin D supplements could cause harm. So, you know, we talked about people overdoing it with vitamin D and how that could hurt their kidneys. But I think everybody has completely missed the point on why we're even dealing with the vitamin D issue to begin with. All right, remember, people in the northern European countries and North America seem to be more afflicted with cancer and heart disease than we see people along the equator. Why? Because there's more sun when you live along the equator than you get from the northern European countries. Even though melanoma is a lot higher and skin cancers are higher around the equator, you see less, you see better bone density. You don't seem to see the same amount of issues that we see here in the more sun-protected areas. And so what we've done is, since we're afraid to tell people to go out to the sun, we're telling people to, you know, pop their vitamin D. This is the same theme that keeps going on, okay? If you are vitamin D deficient and you could be at risk for rickets, right, which causes weakened bones, etc., absolutely we want you taking a vitamin D supplement. But what we have to realize is, just because something is in pill form doesn't mean you're getting the biggest bang for your buck. Remember we talked about that study saying calcium supplements could possibly lead to heart issues and early death and all these issues, yet people who just, you know, have a high calcium diet do fine. Well, because there's a difference between the supplement and what's natural. So if somebody is vitamin D deficient, what, do we recommend that they should just go out into the sun? I mean, it's one of these things that keeps coming up on our show because I don't know what to tell you all to do. I am scared to death of skin cancer. Already having a precancerous thing myself, I hide from the sun. I am so scared of the sun, and you shouldn't be. Okay, the sun is very healthy. I think there is so much to the sun that we don't even realize. And later, they're going to go back and prescribe like they did back in the 40s and the 30s, etc., that you need to have X amount of sunlight a day. I told you there was a Disney film that was made with, I believe, one of the Institutes of Health or something back in the 40s, where it was talking to girls about menstruation and things like that. And they said that in addition to a good diet of fruits and vegetables, they need to be out in the sun. Okay, that has been well known, where staying indoors could be more risky than you being outside and out in the sun. Unfortunately, we don't know how to handle melanoma. Okay, if melanoma was something as simple as a little actinic keratosis, one of these little precancerous things where you could just kind of shave off or freeze off and watch, this wouldn't be a big deal. But a melanoma is so deadly, and it's becoming more and more common in our sunbathers, etc., that we're just so fearful, and we're telling everybody to avoid the sun, or if they are out in the sun, to lathe up and lather up with sunscreen. In a few months, when we, you know, start going into the spring, I'm going to be telling everybody how to protect themselves from the sun again. And it's lathing, lathering up, and making sure every single nook and cranny of your skin is covered. Well, how healthy is that? Okay, we just don't know what to do. And nobody wants to, you know, take the risk of melanoma. I sure as hell don't. And I don't want my patients or my listeners being at risk. But we have a big problem when it comes to vitamin D. So trying to take the pill is nice. Okay, I got to hand it to them. You know, I'm proud of them for bringing it up. And remember, there's still multiple studies saying that keeping your vitamin D normal does protect you. But the question is, are these supplements really even helpful or worth anything? You know, my husband actually bought a piece of aloe plant because, you know, he wants to kind of keep it and plant it and use that for burns. You know, I love natural. I think natural is one of the coolest things. Yeah, you got to clean off the plant. You got to clean off the wound. Yes, you could probably introduce some infection. You got to be careful. But the one time somebody applied aloe directly to my burn, I mean, it was like 50% improvement than doing whatever over-the-counter stuff. It blows my mind how much we do that's so artificial. Now, mind you, all right, I know people call me the pharmaceutical queen because I really, really like to prescribe diabetic medication, cholesterol medication if needed. Well, absolutely, if you need it. I don't want you dying of a heart attack. We have the pharmaceuticals. If you have high blood pressure, et cetera, I'm not going to screw around. Okay, I want to get that blood pressure down. I'm not gonna mess around. If there's medications that I could prescribe to you, it would be actually, I mean, I could lose my license if I withheld that because I wanted to just be a naturopath. Well, then I should be a naturopath, alright? I shouldn't be an MD, you know, that prescribes. So if I'm withholding that medication. But I don't think this vitamin D controversy will ever get, resolved because it just, you're damned if you do. And you're damned if you don't. Now, this dog, unfortunately, was damned. Apparently, scientists have sequenced the genome of the world's oldest continuously surviving cancer. They found the cancer arose from an inbred dog about 11,000 years ago. The cancer, they say, causes genital tumors in dogs around the world, survived after the death of the dog by the transfer of its cancer cells to other dogs during mating. Now, the genome is, I guess, canine transmissible venereal tumor. It carries about 2 million mutations, many more than are found in most human cancers. I guess usually human cancers have about 1,000 to 1,500. This is according to Times of India, whereas this particular strain carries 2 million. So a team used one type of mutation that they known to accumulate steadily over time. This was the molecular clock to estimate that the cancer first arose 11,000 years ago. Wow. All right. So how can a cancer survive that long? Now, honestly, when you have mutations, yes, that can mutate something to a more malignant form, but you'd also think it can mutate to a form that causes self-destruction or even benign. Now, they say the genome of the transmissible dog cancer still harbors the genetic variants of the first dog that had it and gave rise to the cancer 11,000 years ago. You know, there's still cancers out there that we don't know what the hell they are. It's just some weird growth. It's rare. But you'll have some cancers where they're like, well, they really never knew what it was or where it started from. That still happens. They think the dog might have been an Alaskan Malamute or Husky. It had short, straight coat that was colored either gray, brown, or black. They could detect this from the genome. Okay? They could not tell if it was male or female, but they thought it was very inbred. Okay, so probably mated with its sister or whatever. All right, I don't know, pretty cool stuff. Now, you know, we've talked about cancer. And, us being afraid of cancer should not be the way to go. How we need to approach cancer is we're going to take it head on. And I want to talk about that when we come back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount. Discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right. right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, you know how we were talking about the world's oldest tumor? Also in ancestry news, they say Adam, the first man ever, like Adam and Eve, Adam, they say his birthday is actually 9,000 years earlier than scientists first believed. Now, the researchers come from the UK, and they claim that Adam walked the earth 209,000 years ago. Okay? And they say Adam did live at the same time as Eve. Oh, I should hope so. The study was conducted by Dr. Iran Elhaik from the University of Sheffield and Dr. Dan Grauer from the University of Houston. All right? And I guess they dated Adam using existing genetic data to calculate the age of the Y chromosome. They multiplied data on the average age that fathers have their first child with the number of mutations they uncovered. Now, that's pretty sketchy to me. All right. Now, remember how last year they said Adam and Eve lived in Africa at the same time but probably never met? Okay. It was previously believed that Y chromosomal Adam and mitochondrial Eve, boy, they know how to take the Bible and make it less interesting. They said the most recent common ancestors to male and females lived at completely different times. But a study, I guess looking at 69 men from around the world, found quote-unquote Y chromosomal Adam was actually on the earth earlier than believed, which is roughly near the same time Eve did. See, they think Adam was around 120,000 to 156,000 years ago. Eve was around 99,000 to 148,000 years ago. So there's a little bit of an overlap. But researchers at Stanford University said it's extremely unlikely that they were exact contemporaries. So again, I don't then understand. What's going on then with the whole serpent? Okay. Oh, I don't even think they dated the whole serpent thing. If they say the serpent is younger than all of them combined, all right, I'm going to be really confused. They say initial estimates for the male that his lineage could have been 50,000 to 115,000 years ago. I mean, you know, when you start to calculate really average, okay, age of men conceiving, okay, that makes no sense. If Adam was the first man, then who conceived him? And then if there was no Eve around, that makes absolutely no sense. I'm like really, really confused, okay? Now, there might have been also some interbreeding back then, and so what they're doing is they're now, you know, and whenever science gets involved, they can really kind of make it boring. But they say Adam now could have been around when Eve was. Just read Genesis. It's a hell of a lot easier. Okay, so we were talking about cancer and how to approach cancer, and I told you guys, okay, you can't just sit there and go, oh, I hope I don't get the cancer. All right. Oh, please don't let it hit me. All right. That's not the way to approach cancer, because otherwise you're going to live in fear and you're not going to live. And, you know, you're going to be, you know, worrying for nothing. And then when you do get it, you're going to be all depressed. One in two people get some sort of cancer if they live long enough to outlive the heart attack. Those are some pretty scary statistics, whether it's a little bitty skin cancer, whether it could be a colon cancer, whether it could be mouth, throat, lung, etc. Those are pretty high statistics if you outlive heart attack. So at that point, how do you approach it? Well, just like, you know, approaching a storm or, you know, dealing with ants coming into your house, what you do is you have a plan. And you do some preventative measures. So to prevent ants coming in the house, right, we talked about you could throw some vegetables, right, because ants don't like vegetables in the corners that they like to come out of, okay? You could do an ant bomb. You could try that, okay? But you got to be careful because you don't want to get hurt, all right? Or you always clean the counter. Make sure the counter's clean, so that there's no carbohydrates because these ants like to go after carbohydrates, all right? All right, in-laws coming. I mean, they're going to come. Right? You can't sit there and fret about it. The in-laws are going to come. So what do? You prepare. You get your prescription of Valium. You make sure the house is clean. You have a plan on where to go that weekend. Whatever. You plan. Same thing with any sort of politics, okay? Right? You know, a liberal coming into office. Right? How do you plan? You move. Okay, so there's a lot of things that we could do to prepare. So when it comes to cancer, all right, well, number one is, okay, make sure the counter's clean. Make sure, all right, I mean, you know, make sure you're not putting crap into your body that could cause. You don't have to, you know, be paranoid, but, you know, avoid the smokes. Avoid overly drinking. Avoid oversun. Do some avoidance. And then when you see that first little ant creep in, or that first ultra-liberal get into office, you immediately, vote them out, or you immediately get rid of that first ant, okay? So when there are little baby issues, like little dysplastic lesions on the body or on the cervix, etc., you knock them out of the ballpark before it continues and it festers. I mean, it's pretty simple stuff. We're not rocket scientists as doctors. We really aren't, okay? I mean, it's like regular mechanics, regular anything. So, you know, my suggestion to you is, if the doctor says you got a little something, don't sit there and start loading the gun and, crying and, I mean, fight it. Okay, we're gonna have precancerous things. Hopefully, God helps us, your doctor, you, your insurance company, all allow you to get these things nipped in the bud. I know with Obamacare, we're all being scared, which is why I'm telling you, throw some money under your pillow. I don't know how to prepare for this. This is worse than we thought. With people losing their insurance and as we age, bad things happen. And it's a pretty scary time for us. But just be prepared. Don't do anything stupid and nip things in the bud. Okay? Mammograms for breast. Men, palpate your breast tissue. If there's any lumps, you got to get that checked out. Men also check the testicles. Men, prostate checks. Everybody, colonoscopy starting at age 50, colon cancer screenings, or before age 50 if there's a family history. Pancreatic cancer, again, have a GI doctor or a specialist keep an eye on you. Lung cancer, avoid the smoking. Make sure you're getting chest x-rays or evaluations every now and then. If you are exposed to secondhand smoke, talk to your doctor about other types of imaging and evaluation. And you just nip this stuff in the butt. That's just what you do. Okay? Just don't be afraid of cancer. Just be prepared that we're going to have to fight it. Now, there was a big report we're going to be talking about next week where Consumer Reports found that the caramel coloring in soda could possibly be carcinogenic. And this is extremely frustrating because a lot of us love our soda pop. We really, really do. So I guess Pepsi has been in the news because they're talking about a caramel coloring used in Pepsi One. Now, I haven't been able to discern if this was also in multiple other types of drinks, but I remember back in the 90s, I would only drink like the light, like the Sprite, etc., because they were talking about how the caramel coloring could be an issue. Okay, they say PepsiCo is, and the makers of Pepsi One are in the process of lowering the levels of caramel coloring in its products to meet state regulations requiring reduced amounts of a chemical that they think is causing cancer. Now, this chemical is 4-methylimidazole, all right? And apparently, there's California Proposition 65, which requires any product containing more than 29 micrograms of it, which is a possible cancer-causing chemical, to have a warning label. Some kinds of caramel coloring actually have that. If I were them, I would just take it out. All right, now, this is called 4-MEI. They say the amount of it was recently highlighted in a study done by Consumer Reports. They looked at 81 different sodas purchased in California and New York between April and September 2013, and they found that many of them had 43.5 micrograms. So, I'm burping and hiccuping because I'm thinking of soda and I'm seeing all the bubbly and the fizzy. Just the sight of it makes me burp. Since none of the labels have a warning label, this obviously was a concern. Now, they are saying that Coke, Coke Zero, and Diet Coke had less than 5 micrograms. So they're saying the Coca-Cola products tested better than the Pepsi. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down. Hang me down. You know, hang me down.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.